News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Good morning to you, John. First of all, can you lay out for us, because Jonathan was pointing out that there's a 10 billion per year sort of a price tag and a 20 billion per year potential price tag. Big difference there. Explain why that is.
All right. In Northern Ireland, the expenditure by the state on health and education and so on is about 11 billion more than they bring in revenue and income tax and VAT and so on locally. In the United Ireland, the expenditure would be a bit lower. They wouldn't have to pay for a very expensive British army, which brings it back to about 10 billion. So if we had to fund that gap between revenue expenditure in Northern Ireland, that would be about 10 billion. On top of that, welfare payments and public sector pay rates are much lower in Northern Ireland. If you had unification, would it be reasonable to expect people in Northern Ireland in the same state to receive welfare payments, which were 2/3 of what they were in the Republic? I don't think that is reasonable. And to pay for similar welfare rates and similar public sector pay rates, that would be another 10 billion, which takes you to 20 billion. And that would be the upfront cost in the first year.
Okay. It's an eye-watering sum, John. And I don't know if you heard myself and Jonathan talking there. I mean, no disrespect to my colleague, Jonathan, whom is a good pal, but he's like, well, we can't take this into account when we think of nationhood. But are we not mad to not take this into account when we think of nationhood?
Well, it's up to the people of this part of the island would have to vote on it, and they'd have to decide whether it was worth that cost. I'm neutral on it. I don't think it's going to happen in my lifetime, so it's not the issue for me. But one of the things which would make a difference is if Northern Ireland reformed its economy and made major changes which would narrow the gap, so that in 20 years' time, the costs would be much less. And the single most important thing they could do is introduce a decent educational system. At the moment, the kids from working class background are failed, many of them at the age of 11, and they don't progress in the educational system. They drop out of school early. That's a major cost to society, as we knew in the past in the Republic. But we've substantially dealt with that. We have an educational system which it provides equal opportunity for most people. The other problem in the North is many of their kids go on to university in Britain and they don't come back, whereas our children graduate from university here. They may emigrate, but they're like homing pigeons. They do come back. And that bleeding of the skills of Northern Ireland to England is a major cost. If they could bring them back.
So if we can't do anything about their education system currently, but if their education system was currently so they had less early school leavers, and that's very much, the early school leavers tend to be in the working class areas, both Protestant and Catholic in the North. We have a much higher rate of people going on to third level. I think we have something like 80% of people going on to third level here, and they're nothing like that. But if those things could be addressed, that would obviously help. Now, the health service is also an issue because they have an NHS. We don't have an NHS, and it would be a culture shock there that might need funding in certain ways as well. And you mentioned that perhaps if the British Army weren't involved, that would help things. But we would probably need quite a lot of security post a United Ireland anyway, because it is not necessarily the case that everybody north of the border, the current border, would be pleased with a United Ireland.
Already we know we're going to have to spend more on defence. But even if we spend more on defence, assuming that Northern Ireland contributes to the cost of the Irish Army through their taxes, it would still be much cheaper than the British military establishment with their nuclear deterrent and so on. So there is a saving there. There are
savings.
One area where there'd be a higher cost, we spend more on development aid to the Third World than the UK does per head. And that would actually increase expenditure for if citizens in Northern Ireland contributed in the same way that we do.
Okay. John, just for people listening this morning who are trying to, like, it's an astronomical sum of money, 20 billion a year for 20 years, 400 billion. But what would it mean to the economy of the Republic of Ireland? What, like, as in, how much would our taxes have to go up to fund that? Or how much would we have to cut back on on public services to do that. And bearing in mind, I very much doubt we'd be able to pay public servants any less. So you are actually looking at a cut to services rather than a cut to anything else.
Well, it's a quarter of total public expenditure in the Republic, or a quarter of our tax revenue. So you'd have to increase taxes by 25% or cut expenditure by 25% or some mixture. It's like having a third of a bank bailout every year. And if you remember, the bank bailouts were pretty unpleasant for us all. So
it is austerity is what you're talking about, is it? Is I mean, are we looking at something that at that level?
In the initial period, yes, that's what it would be for quite a number of years.
Okay, and when you say taxes would have to go up by 25%, supposing you're on the top rate of tax of 40%, are you talking about taxes going to 50% before USCs or PRSIs?
Yeah, depending on the mixture.
Or public services cut by 25%. So 25% less doctors, 25% less nurses. This I'm just trying to get a sense of the impact it would actually be having on our day-to-day living.
If you cut expenditure by 25%, that's what you get. I think it would be more likely there to be an increase in taxation. So that we'd have much less to spend. So if you think of the amount you pay in tax, add a quarter onto that and add that rate, the top rate of VAT is 23%.
Okay. So our incomes would in effect go down by 25%, and our public services that we enjoy, education, health and things, would be cut back by... It would alter the face of the south of Ireland for a generation.
It would have a very big impact. Now, it may be that the people of Ireland choose that. But it would be all be decided in a constitutional referendum. My fear is that the north might vote for unification, and then we in the south, when we heard what the cost was, would say no. And it would be a disaster if you had the north saying we're going for unification and the Republic rejecting it. And in a sense, this happened in the past. In 1938, negotiations between Britain and Ireland, the UK said, well, why don't you cut tariffs with Northern Ireland and be friendly? And De Valera said, actually, we'd lose jobs in the south, and turned down the offer of closer relations.
Very interesting. Just before I let you go, if they were to say yes and we would say no, I presume we would remain ununified. I'm not sure what that would mean.
Yes. Yeah. It would be pretty disastrous if you think about it. So if you want to go ahead with a referendum, you need to be certain that it will pass in both jurisdictions.
Look, thank you for the report and for talking to us this morning about it. That is Professor John Fitzgerald, their co-chair of the IIEA Economist Group and author of that report. 20 billion a year for 20 years. It's pretty stark. Let us know what you think.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.